From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. With the GI Bill on his mind, President Obama is talking to troops at Fort Stewart, Georgia this hour with a pledge that his administration will always look out for them.
When it comes to our military, our veterans, your families, Michelle Obama and Jill Biden have your back. They are working tirelessly to make sure that our military families are treated with the honor and respect and support that they deserve. And I could not be prouder of all the efforts that they've been making on their behalf.
The president is unveiling a plan to protect veterans from being swindled by colleges or universities that target the federal education benefits of service members or their families. He is signing an order to help address growing complaints about fraudulent marketing and recruiting practices. Well, just days after the Fed delivered a cautiously optimistic outlook for the U.S. economy, today the Commerce Department is underscoring that caution. The gross domestic product has grown at a lower than expected annual rate of 2.2% in the first months of this year. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that's down substantially from the previous quarter's rate of 3%.
The slower pace of growth came largely because business investment in things like machinery and computers slowed. Another contributing factor was lower government spending, which had been slowing since last year and declined further still. The growth was driven primarily by greater exports and higher personal consumption. Economists had forecast this first estimate on first quarter GDP to come in at 2.6%. Concerns are mounting that in the last several weeks, the labor market is starting to cool, suggesting second quarter growth could prove even weaker. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Financial ministers are watching developments in France's election, which could lead to a shift in how Europe collectively deals with its debt crisis. The French presidential frontrunner, François Hollande, remains steadfast in his opposition to German Chancellor Angela Merkel's belt-tightening solution. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that if Hollande is elected president, as polls suggest, France and Germany will be at odds over how to address Europe's economic woes.
Speaking on national television, socialist candidate François Hollande said it wasn't for Germany to decide for the rest of Europe. Hollande said he was getting a lot of signals, direct and indirect, from other governments to address the crisis differently. Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy put in place a European austerity pact that punishes Eurozone countries who don't balance their budgets. Hollande has spooked financial markets by saying that he will renegotiate that fiscal pact, which has already been agreed to by 25 European nations. With France and Germany the top Eurozone economies, their unity on solutions to the crisis is paramount. Hollande said it wasn't a problem if France and Germany disagreed. That's what negotiations are for, he said. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News. John Edwards' criminal trial is in its fifth day. In the latest development, Judge Catherine Eagles is denying a bid by Edwards' former mistress, Riley Hunter, to restrict what the public will be allowed to learn about a court battle over a sex tape. Hunter has said that tape of her and the former Democratic presidential candidate are of a personal and private nature. Edwards denies charges that he violated campaign finance rules by using donors' money to conceal his extramarital affair. Overseas, at least 15 people have been injured. In Ukraine, Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that officials believe it is the result of terrorism.
Ukraine's Emergency Situations Ministry says that four blasts within minutes of each other rocked the eastern city of Dnipropetrovsk. Officials say the first occurred at a tram stop, the second outside a movie theater, and the third near a railway station. A fourth blast was also heard in the center of the city. Authorities say they believe the blasts are acts of terrorism. Ukraine will host the European Soccer Championships in June. None of the games is expected to be played in Dnipropetrovsk. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A Soyuz space capsule with two Russian cosmonauts and an American astronaut are back safe on Earth after making what one official called a bullseye landing in central Kazakhstan. Here they are being greeted by a recovery crew in Almaty after spending 163 days on the International Space Station. The Russian Soyuz is really the only way crews can be delivered to the orbiting outpost after the U.S. shuttle fleet was retired. At last check, the Dow was up 34 points at 13,239. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Ally Bank, who values straightforward reporting and straightforward banking. Learn more about Ally Bank at allybank.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 p.m. will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. We're going to start off this hour with Chicago Blues. We're going to go back first to 1985. Listen to Coco Taylor, the late Coco Taylor, do a cover of a Slim Harpo classic. Here's Coco Taylor from the disc Queen of the Blues with a Queen Bee.
Well, I'm a queen bee, buzzing around your eye. Well, I'm a queen bee, buzzing around your eye. When you hear me buzzing, please let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Check it out.
5 10 brown skin, body full of curves. I gotta get to know you, but I might lose my nerve. Ernestine, won't you walk with me tonight? Gotta get to know ya under the moonlight. Oh yeah. Walk to the table and asked her to dance. She didn't say a word, y'all. She just held out a hand. Ernestine, won't you walk with me tonight? Gotta get to know ya under the moonlight. Dance real close, the band playing real nice. I whispered in her ear and I said I wanna kiss her right there twice. Ernestine, won't you walk with me tonight, baby? Gotta get to know ya under the moonlight. You know you want to, girl, come on. I gotta get to know you now. Don't be so mean, Ernestine. No. Oh, Ernestine. Hey.
Taranzo Cannon from his disc Leaving Mood, and from Chicago. The disc is quite recent. That was, of course, was a number called Ernestine. Before hearing Taranzo Cannon, we heard another Chicago blues artist, the late Coco Taylor from 1985. We heard Coco Taylor do Queen Bee, her take once again on that classic old 1957 Slim Harpo hit. Next here on KRVS, if we're in Chicago, we're going to have to listen to the man that knows Chicago. Nobody knows Chicago like I do. Otis Spann, who played piano in Muddy Waters Band from 1953 to 1969. He passed away in 1970 of cancer at the age of 40. Wonderful Chicago musician. Here he is on piano and vocals from 1966, backed up by the Muddy Waters Band. Nobody knows Chicago.
Nobody knows Chicago people like I do. Woman, this is a lesson I give to you. Well, if you got yourself a good woman, this is a lesson I give to you. If you take her to Chicago, someone gonna take away from you. Well, all right, baby. woman. You know it hurt me to the bone. That is why you have me here. Baby, my mill singing and moan. Back, riverside shack, a Creole shotgun, little yard out back, a cool breeze and Wrigley's blowing through my banana trees, and rusty freight drifting from an ocean far away. Cast off shadows on my back porch at the sad time of day. Well, nah, I'm just trying to tell you a feeling I can't lose, 'cause I'm a long way from home. And I got the Port Street blues. Yeah, there's a beat up piano that cha-cha's out of tune. And in the corner, there's a messed up jukebox that'll take up all the room. You can't sit down for stacks and stacks of scratched up 45s. In a cobweb hand from the ceiling fan, blow smoke back in your eyes. But the door's always open. A few somewhere close by around, and the walls always shaking to soulful sound. Now I'm trying to tell you, trying to explain about a feeling I can't lose. I'm a long way from home, and I got the Port Street blues. I'll play a while. On Port Street, I'm gonna kick out my shoes. I'm gonna pull me out a fresh one, y'all. Slap on some grocery grooves. I'm calling on friendly travelers and hear the wolf man haul the blues. I'm hanging with the funk captain back on Port Street and FHQ. Oh, Port Street, yeah, that's the only place I find. Yeah, yeah, I can rest my worried heart. Well, I can rest my worried heart. Oh, God, baby, oh, I can rest my worried heart. Well, now I'm pacified my mind, yeah.
John Cleary from his disc Moonburn. That one came out back in 1999. Cleary's been in the Denison of New Orleans for many years now. And, of course, with a tune called Port Street Blues. And Cleary was preceded by the late Otis Spann. We heard Otis Spann also on piano and vocals from a disc called Down to Earth, the Blues Wave Recordings. And we heard a track recorded live in 66 with Muddy Waters Band backing him up. Nobody Knows Chicago Like I Do. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069. Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana.
Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
There's been a new release of music from Gary Primich, a two-disc set called Just a Little Bit More. Primich was a fine composer, blues harp player, and vocalist, originally from Gary, Indiana, back in the mid-1980s. He took a trip down to Texas and heard Otis Rush, another Chicago area artist, playing at Antone's Club, and decided to move down to Austin, which he did. He died in the year 2007, and there's some really good tracks on this two-disc set. Again, it's brand new. Just a little bit more. Here is Gary Primich on vocals and blues harp with a tune called Bad Dog.
pop and drink up all I got. Pull a dollar out my pocket, put a quarter in the slot. Then I pull on the lever, find out what I'm gonna win. The only place I'm going is the only place I've been, 'cause I'm addicted. I think I'll have another round. I love the way it tastes, I love the way it feels as it's going down. Now they say they want to send me to some place out in the west, where nobody's gonna judge me, where the doctors are the best. But I think I'll sit right here, nothing tonight, 'cause the feeling of not feeling is really feeling really nice, 'cause I'm addicted. I think I'll have another round. I love the way it tastes, I love the way it feels as it's going down. I don't care anymore if what you think I'm doing is done. I don't care anymore. I can die, I can die when I'm done. Now I always find a way, so won't you back off, please? You're who to think I'm truthful? I've been lying through my teeth. My temper's running high, I need that wine to smooth me out. You just don't really get it, you don't know what it's about to be addicted. I think I'll have another round. I love the way it tastes, I love the way it feels as it's going down. Put a quarter in the slot, and I pull on the lever, find out what I'm gonna win. The only place I'm going is the only place I've been, 'cause I'm addicted. I think I'll have another round. I love the way it tastes, I love the way it feels as it goes.
Gina Cecilia from a disc that came out last year called I Can't Control Myself, a tune called Addicted. She was preceded by Gary Primich here on KRVS, the late Gary Primich. We just came into a two-disc set of music previously unreleased of Primich's work. Just a Little Bit More is the name of the set. And we heard Gary on vocals and blues harp do a number called Bad Dog. Next here on KRVS, again from another brand new release. This one's called Longtime Friends in the Blues. It features Tail Dragger and also Bob Coratore. Tail Dragger on vocals, Coratore on blues harp, and also some special guests, including on this track Louisiana pianist, former Chicago pianist and vocalist Henry Gray. Here's a rendition of Sugar Mama, a tune John Lee Hooker recorded early in his career, but first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson back in 1937. Tail Dragger, Bob Coratore, and Henry Gray.
Thank you. older mama. Where did you get that sugar from? Please tell me, sugar mama, where did you get that sugar from? Mississippi, come over your mama, sugar farm.
I ain't been bragging about you, sugar. Sugar mama, they've been bragging all over town. About you, sugar. Sugar mama, they've been bragging all over town. Yeah, if you're bragging, won't you sell enough to make liquor? Ooh. You won't let them have about four or five pounds.
I like my coffee in the morning. About my teeth late at night. I like my coffee in the morning. Crazy about my teeth late at night. If I don't get my sugar three times a day,
sugar mama, I'm crazy about my dead night. I like my coffee sweet morning. I'm crazy about my dead night. Boy, if I don't get my sugar three times a day,
thank you.
Once again, Tail Dragger and Bob Coratore with special guest Henry Gray doing Sugar Mama from the brand new release, Longtime Friends in the Blues. And from another new release here on KRVS, the West Coast band Contino. The disc is called Back Porch Dogma. Here's Contino with a tune entitled Nothing You Can Do.
We need to talk, was the last thing I heard her say. Everything after that, it don't matter anyway. She knew what she wanted, and you know it ain't you. People preach rules that you've got to follow. Pulled so far down, you can't see tomorrow, and you can't see no one more lonely than you. But there ain't nothing. Tell us that we should, but still late at night, when you're alone and feeling blue, you're thinking maybe, maybe.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Talk to me, baby, I'm an action man. Out on the town doing the best I can. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. I'm handy in the morning, handy at night with all of my might. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Come to the wildwood, set on a log. Woman been treating me like a dog. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Saw a gorilla and a gator too. I was lonesome, seeing a thing to do. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Lord, Lord, I'm an action man. Your taters, I'll eat your soup. Pluck all the chickens in your coop. Lord, Lord, I'm a action man. Lord, Lord, I'm a action man. Talk to me, baby, I'm an action man. Out on town, do the best I can. Lord, Lord, I'm a action man. Lord, Lord, I'm a action man.
The Piedmont-style blues duet of Cephas and Wiggins from their 1995 Alligator disc Cool Down, and of course a tune called Action Man. They were preceded by a track from a disc called Back Porch Dogma, Contino, the name of that band, a new disc, and they did a piece called Nothing You Can Do. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to one of the most beloved of the early Piedmont-style blues artists, a great Atlanta blues player, Blind Willie McTell. Here is McTell from 1928 with one of his signature tunes, very well known numbers. McTell doing Statesboro Blues.
We got mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got the nerve to drive Papa McTell from your door? My mother, daddy left me reckless. My daddy, daddy left me wild, wild, wild. Mother, daddy left me reckless. Daddy, daddy left me wild, wild, wild. No, I'm not good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. She's a mighty mean woman, do me this away. She's a mighty mean woman, do me this away. When I leave this town, pretty mama, I'm gonna wait to stay. Why to love a woman better than anyone I'd ever seen? I once loved a woman better than I'd ever seen. Treating me like I'm a king and she was a doggone queen. Sister, tell your brother. Brother, tell your auntie. Now, auntie, tell your uncle. Uncle, tell my cousin. Now, cousin, tell my friend. Going up the country. Mama, don't you want to go? May take me a fair brown. May take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah. Lonnie did not stop. Y'all saw that color farming. When he got them ball of hot, you can reach over in the corner, mama, and hand me my traveling shoe. You know by that I've got them Statesboro blues. Mama, sister got them. Auntie got them. Brother got them, friend got them, I got them. I woke up this morning, we had them Statesboro blues. I looked over in the corner, grandma and grandpa had them too. ¶¶
the meanest old woman, baby, that I ever seen. You stay drunk all night and the whole day long. Begin to wonder what in this world is going on wrong. And I've told you once, ain't going to tell you no more. I done told you once, baby, ain't going to tell you no more. Notice next time you get drunk, right out my door you go. Working for. Oh, stomping. I feel so good. Now I'm gonna get real mean, baby. I swear I won't act right. Get real mean, mama. Swear I ain't gonna act just right. Next time I catch you drunk, baby, we going to have it right. I don't want no bailout woman messing around with me. I don't want no bailout woman messing around with me. You got to get drunk, baby. Mama, please just let me be.
From December of 1934, that was Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, Barrelhouse Woman Number 2, one of the most influential blues duets of their era. Their era was going to end a few months after this recording when Leroy Carr died of alcoholism at the age of 30, but they left a legacy of tunes and impressions on performers of the day and days to come that would definitely shape blues. And they were preceded by Blind Willie McTell. We heard McTell from 1928 from Atlanta doing his Statesboro Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to move up a bit in time. We're going to go to Halloween night of 1990, the Pastimes Lounge in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and listen to the now late Big Jack Johnson on guitar and vocals. This is from an interesting disc called Deep Blues, a motion picture, a soundtrack to a film on blues recorded in Mississippi. Big Jack Johnson with Big Boy Now.
I was a little boy, just so high. Mama took a little switch and she made me try. I used to try to do like those people on the radio. I used to try to yodel like those people. Johnny Cash, Roy Acuff, Hank Snow, Roy Rogers, and Gene Autry. I used to try to do like those guys on the radio. Hey, old Lord, lady, ho. My mama said, boy. I said, yes, mama. You can't do like them white folks on that radio. I said, yes, I can, mama. I said, I'm a big boy now. And I can do whatever I please. Yeah, lady. Your lady, your lady, your lady. 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 I'm a big boy now, and I can do whatever I please. I'm standing at my daddy's gate. And now I can shoot my old man 38. And it goes something like this.
Thank you, Big Jack Johnson, the Pastimes Lounge, 1990 Halloween in Clarksdale, Mississippi. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And again, member-supported Public Radio, thanks to all of you out there who supported us during our spring fundraiser. And those of you who aren't members, consider becoming one. You can do that at any time. Visit our website, krvs.org, and pledge securely online. And again, we can't bring you these types of programming without that support. To take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Music from Bob Brosman's disc Blues Reflex. He's got a very interesting number for us, a little piece called, what is this one? This one is, It's Mercy We Need. Have a great weekend and hope you get out to listen to some of the great music at Festival International de Louisiana. See you next week.